You know, there's nothing like a passion project to get things heated up. In just a moment, you're going to meet Kristen Arnold, a former PTA leader in the Des Moines Public Schools and currently the community and cultural manager of Anoem Housing. Kristen knows firsthand what continued budget cuts have meant when it comes to public education. The kids, she says, miss out on enriching educational experiences, so she's decided to do something different. It's called the Des Moines Public Schools One Run 2019, and it's way cool. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of Taro International. Did you know that your future success is mostly a result of strong people skills? The ability to communicate, listen, and then get along with others. All skills taught by the professionals at Taro International. Achieve lead and outclass with Taro. Learn more at TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
There's a lot of issues that face the Des Moines Public Schools. One is the number of students with English as a second language. Another is affordable housing for the many students that go to the Des Moines Public Schools. And another tends to be the budget cuts that the Iowa legislature fosters on the Des Moines Public Schools. And with me is Kristen Arnold. She is the community and culture manager of Anoem. We'll get into those topics and I'm sure more as we pick this up from their offices. Hey, Kristen, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks so much.
All right. So what is Anoem?
Anoem is a nonprofit. We protect affordable housing for people that are in need of a place that they can afford, which means that nobody should spend more than 30% of their income on housing. And regularly we see those numbers going up. And anyone that is in the upper middle class or above gets to decide what kind of housing they live in. Anyone below the poverty line, they don't get to choose. And having places that are affordable gives dignity. It provides living spaces, and everybody needs a place to call home.
Those are all very important things. You know, we have over 17,000 open jobs here in the greater Des Moines Metro. 17,000.
That's a lot.
And that's a lot, you know, and not enough people to take these jobs. But one of the real bulwarks, and we've seen this in other communities all over the state of Iowa, when they put in affordable housing, they do acquire people to live there. And then those people who live there get jobs in those communities. It's all connected, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Living, working, yes. There's an opportunity for businesses to be advocates for affordable housing and creating a space where people can commute less because they're close by. What we are seeing some of this in the surrounding suburban areas.
Right.
One of them being Urbandale only has one affordable housing space. We could see some increase there.
And one of the other issues is transportation. You just mentioned that. You
Correct.
Know, if I'm paying 35% to 40% on housing, and if I don't have good transportation and I have to rely on public transportation, that eats into my take-home pay as well.
Yes.
And then if we top that off with other issues such as being in food deserts or places where I can't afford the food, we got a lot of issues.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So Anoem is all about housing, affordable housing in the greater Des Moines Metro. So tell us, how many properties are you doing? Do you have any idea?
We manage over 1,100 units, and we have a portfolio that is expansive in that we own some of those. Some of those are owned by others, and we property manage for them. One of our brands that we have under the Anoem umbrella is called Alterra Property Solutions, and what that is market rate housing. And so if that is something that anyone would choose, it's not affordable, it's just a regular rate, market rate apartment. The money that comes to us for property management is how we fuel
Perfect.
Our program.
So what you do is you say, okay, this is the rent.
Yes.
Let's just pick a number, $1,000.
$1,000
a month. The real cost of providing that space may be $650, though the rest comes into Anoem so that you can help support your mission.
Correct.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea. So you're really dealing in housing for all kinds of folks.
Right. And that's an immediate crisis for everybody that is dealing with a trauma of housing. If you wake up and you have nowhere to go, you have to solve that immediately. So while we're dealing with immediate crisis here, the way that you you provide for the future of how do you fix this going forward is through education, because education is the platform on which every circumstance has the opportunity to improve.
It does, yeah. And we talk about this all the time. You know, if you can't eat, if you can't live in a decent place, how are you going to get an education? And the educational component, with so many students in the greater Des Moines metro, particularly the Des Moines public school system, having to, well, survive on free and reduced lunches. I mean, that's another issue that we look at. All right, so
we actually have 76.2 free and reduced lunch population in DMPS. And what I do want to mention is that DMPS does not look like all of Iowa. It's the largest district in the entire state, and we have over 80 languages spoken in this district alone. Yet we receive the same funding guidelines, and it doesn't keep up. When we have over 80 languages spoken, we need an ELL teacher on every school premise, but we don't have that.
Yeah, you don't have that, and that comes back to some legislative priorities that the legislature continues to reduce.
Right. Next year, they're looking at $24 million cut from what we have this year. So what we're hearing from out of the legislators are saying there has been an increase, but the problem is the increase hasn't kept up with inflation. Doesn't work.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you guys at Anawim are attempting to do something about this as far as the fundraising aspect. What's going on?
Well, Anawim has been amazing. This started as a personal passion project. I'm the PTA president. It started with me. I'm the PTA president at one of the DMPS elementaries, and I have seen that it takes a large effort on behalf of a PTA to help fundraise enough to even have field trips. That means that if a school does not have a PTA, they don't have field trips. That's not right.
That's right.
So what I decided is we've got to come up with a way to give schools that don't have a PTA to fundraise for themselves. And what makes that difficult is if they don't have a PTA, it's generally because the money isn't there to give to the schools, but the passion's probably there. I've been in this situation myself where we've been through really tight, low-income times, and I would totally give to my school. I love the teachers. I love the students, but I don't have anything to give. So what do you do if you're in that position, especially with PTAs?
So you want to help.
You want to help, but what do you do? How do you get there?
Yeah, okay.
So if you don't have the time to give because you're already working two or three jobs, which is the population of a lot of our schools,
How
do you do it? So I've been working on this, and I finally came up with an idea that I took to the district, and they said, this would be awesome. Dr. Ahart introduced me to the foundation director and followed up with, there's nobody currently on staff that has an extra time to give to this. Is this something you could do? And I love that. I would love to fundraise, but wow, how can I take this on? So here's where Anawim comes in. Anawim has allowed me to use some of my time to work on this because we do believe in the future of education. We believe in our schools being strong for our tenants. And at the same time, the foundation board has voted to be a sponsor for this event, which is awesome. I also want to name the largest sponsor of this event, which is Mid-American Energy. So I do appreciate that we're seeing some corporate money coming back into the schools through this event. And what's amazing about the reach here for sponsors is that it's a large visibility. You're not just giving to one school. You're giving to the entire district. You're recognized by all 38 elementaries, all 11 middle schools. And the way this works is it's based on percentage of who shows up for their schools. So if you want more money to go to your school, bring more people with you. So the more people that come on behalf of your designated school, bring your neighbors, bring your coworkers, that type of thing, your percentage of the pie graph increases. And anybody can sign on as a donor. So I do hope that people listening feel motivated to participate as a sponsor for education. The longer the list, the more empowering for the teachers and students. We've got to fund our schools. And this is one way to do it. And it's only one event. We're not going to raise $24 million in this event. I would love to. If somebody wants to give me $1 million, I will not say no. But as of today, we have raised over $15,000, which is better than nothing.
Her name is Kristen Arnold, ladies and gentlemen, Kristen Arnold, and she is in charge of this event. Now, what is the event that you have going on?
On April 27th, it's the first ever district-wide fundraiser. Yes, it is. Less than 2 weeks out. It's called the One Run, and we've never done this before. So when a person registers, they designate a school. And if I have kids at multiple schools, then I should bring more people to designate my other kids' schools. And we just keep bringing more people. And that's how the visibility increases. And then that's how those people increase the money to their schools. But also, this is a celebration for education. How fun to show up all together, people wearing their school colors. The run is about 2 miles, so achievable but slightly challenging. It's going to be at the Botanical Garden.
Oh, wonderful.
Totally wonderful. Not only are they hosting this event by location, they are offering free admission for every participant on the day of the event. So they are really wanting to partner as education champions, and they want to say, we believe in this, and they've really put their name on this in this way. It's awesome.
Now, does it cost people to enter this 2-mile run?
It does not.
See, that's it, right?
Right. So that's why we need sponsors. We can't do it without sponsors. And I hope every person that has the ability to give something will put their name on the list. They can donate at www.dmpsfoundation.org/donate now.
And we will have a link up on our radio blog to that. So wonderful. You don't have to remember
Thank
that.
Thank you for that.
It's quite all right.
And so anybody can sign on as a sponsor, but we do need the sponsors in order to have money to distribute to the schools based on participation.
This is a big piece of pie.
Yes.
I sometimes wonder. Now, our office is in the village of Windsor Heights. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm in the burbs. I'm in the western suburbs, not far west, but
technically still in the DMPS district.
Exactly, because Coles Elementary is in that district.
They are on the list,
right? And yes. And so one of the interesting things about this is sometimes people in the suburbs of Greater Des Moines don't feel a kinship necessarily to something like this, but they see the problem. They understand people in Windsor Heights and in Urbandale and West Des Moines and Clive and Johnston and all of these communities know what's going on with regard to continuing cuts to the budgets of the Des Moines public schools. So what a cool way to be assistive. I mean, if you're a business owner or you're somebody that recognizes that education is so important, you can become a sponsor of this. And if you can't become a sponsor, you must have family or friends or relatives, somebody in the Des Moines Public Schools that you can sign up and go.
Yes.
And then sponsor this thing. Yeah.
The message to the people of the schools is this is free money for your school.
Right.
Show up and take that money and push it to your school. And a lot of this came from the silent auction model. It is only effective for the wealthiest of the population. So the people that have the money, they win the prize, they give the money. And everybody that is under that income level, they don't even participate. There's nothing to give. And so how could we remove the business? So we have to ask a business for money to get a sponsorship for silent auction anyway. So instead of the business giving it to the school to give to the parents to say, give us the money, we take out a piece. It becomes less of a triangle and more of a linear. Let's have the business give the money directly to the DMPS Foundation. The foundation distributes it to the school. And the way that the people push the funds is by showing up. This is a matter of presence and saying, I'm here because I believe in education.
School pride, ladies and gentlemen. So this is for elementary schools, middle schools.
Not high schools. Correct. Because the population of a high school is already so much larger than a middle and an elementary. Plus, there's already some level of partnerships that exist, high schools being with the athletics and all of that. And there are certain sponsors that wouldn't be able to give to high schools due to, again, athletics. So right now we are a K-8 fundraiser. And I would love to see the high schools show up on behalf of the schools.
Like, and celebrate their middle school or the elementary school that they went to.
They're coming your way.
Wow. Nice program. We will have links to all of this up on the radio blog. You told us why this is important to you, but I think this is really a passion project. Maybe because you're right smack dab in the middle of all this? You see it every day?
I believe in education. I'm a parent, and so I do have two students. In my former life, I was a teacher for 2 years in a school that was 98% free and to reduce lunch. And I saw how hard it was for students to increase their own opportunity. So what could they do? And I will tell you that field trips are one of the number one ways that you can increase the learning experience of a student. But it costs $500 for a school bus. Now, if you have a large class, like the second grade class has a huge group compared to the first grade group, you might need two buses for second grade to go on field trips. That's now $1,000 for a field trip. And that doesn't even cover the admission to the place you're going.
Or the food. Or the staff. And it keeps on going.
And when you leave the school and you go out into the world to experience something new together, and then you bring that information back into your classroom, it does change things for students. Field trips are amazing. But if our students can't even afford to take them, that's really unfortunate. Now, the funds for this are going to be used for arts and science, as is the mission of the DMPS Foundation. They enhance arts and sciences. Now, when you think of how many field trips that would fit under that umbrella, there's a really huge opportunity for each of these schools to get to add at least one more field trip, I hope, per year, if we were to give them some more funds. And eventually, we would love to solve this at the legislative level. But that's going to take some time, and we're going to keep working on that. And for right now, we can't do nothing. This is what we can do.
And when you talk about science and arts, You know, both of those things have an incredible impact on young people. Science from the main stage that we are all talking about the lack of job skills that are out there and new technologies that are coming on. But the arts allow people to be much more well-rounded in a whole area of things. And
Just so many different ways that arts can go, how a person can tap into something that they didn't know mattered to them. And that's exactly what our schools should be doing. We should be helping people experience who they can become through opportunities. But if you can't fund those things just get cut and cut.
Yep. The passion you can hear in her voice. Her name is Kristen Arnold. She is with Anawim. And this event is called
The One Run for Des Moines Public Schools.
There you go. All right. We will have all the links up on our radio blog. Kristen, thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
How about that? A fundraiser where you don't necessarily have to take money. All you have to do is show up, for crying out loud. We like it a bunch. We will have links to Anawim as well as the Des Moines Public Schools Foundation and this particular program up on our radio blog. Well, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your project? We can hook you up. For all those folks and for Kristen, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.